but everyone says realtor, so I own and trademark the word realtor.
I love it. I love it. Well, thanks for your time and coming over here. We're at the, you know, the national conference, and you have an interesting business model, so I naturally gravitated over, and so I appreciate you coming over, spending a few minutes talking to us. So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, very simply, we're just like a real estate company, only we list and sell wheels, in this case, RV wheels.
Right.
Every service that a real estate agent supplies, we supply. We qualify the buyer, we pay for the advertising, we do everything that a real estate agent does, and it's a way wonderful situation. By the way, we've been in business for 14 years, and we have one bad review in 14 years.
That's impressive.
I think that tells everyone what we do, and we do it all right.
Yeah, from what you told me, you sound very transparent. Here's what we do, here's how we're doing it, and you just, you're just doing it. That's great.
Because of my business model, I am able to guarantee, and that's not a marketing word, that's a real word, I can guarantee a private seller of a recreational vehicle up to 50% more cash than a dealer. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Number two, I can guarantee them a buyer at a fair retail price that they've agreed to. Number three, similar to listing and selling a home, RV Wheelator pays for all the advertising and qualifies the buyer. Now, if for some reason, more money, a guaranteed buyer, and no advertising cost or hassle isn't quite enough for you to do business with me, my service is free for the private seller. Because the buyer pays my small commission included in the advertised price.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like the structure of it. It sounds pretty creative and it sounds cool to me. I got a 2022 trail runner I'm trying to sell for a tenant I'm going to ask you about when we get off here.
Okay. We possess the same database that the banks and all the lenders use to determine the loan value and average retail in every RV mass produced.
Interesting.
So
interesting.
Just like your banker knows what it's worth, so do I.
Yeah.
And it's impossible for us to sell an RV for more money than what the bank says it's worth.
Right.
Because the buyers are sophisticated. They Google things these days. They look things up and they go, it isn't worth that price. It's only worth this price.
Yeah.
And you'll find that all of our prices are structured around a fair retail price that allows the buyer to have a little bit of equity. And that's an unheard of word in the RV industry,
right,
except with RV Wheelager.
Yeah, because with this COVID boom and the prices that shifted, there's a lot of people that are like, I would love to sell this thing. I'm like, dude, you're so far upside down on it because you bought it at the absolute worst time. It happens, you know, in all of real estate industry, I guess, really, but it can be tough.
We had about 20 to 25% of the market coming to us that were in negative equity or upside down before COVID.
Yeah.
Today, depending on the state, it can be as high as 50% are in negative equity. There's going to be a shakedown or a shakeout in the RV business.
And so what do you think of, like, foreclosures? Or?
Yeah, it's not looking good. The market is extremely slow. There are very, very few buyers right now.
Yeah.
And the sellers, you know, they're not a lot of sellers either because they understand that there's no money in the market to be buying RVs. So most people are sitting on them and kind of just paying the insurance and paying the storage
right,
and paying, hoping things get better.
So what do you think of the another year or so forecast? Economy is a little bit better than you think we'll have a wave of one's buyers and sellers again? Or?
Yes,
it's got to be an ebb and flow.
Yes, this isn't going to continue. It can't continue. There's an ebb and a flow. And what's happening is the manufacturers are dropping their prices on the new, which puts a lot of down pressure on the used.
Yeah.
And there's many used that are going through the RV dealer's auction these days that don't sell.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to put something on their lot when the stuff they got on their lot isn't selling. So why do they want to put more on their lot?
Right.
They don't.
Yeah.
And what that does is it just drives the prices down silly low ball prices. And it's just about impossible for an average consumer or seller of an RV to identify that RV Wheelator is any different than all the rest of them.
Yeah.
So I need to tell them. I need to talk to them. I need to be on podcasts. I need to be interviewed.
Yeah, for sure.
Need to be at shows like this where I'm talking to the people that are in the RV business.
Yeah. 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 That's what we're doing today. So I think you're our fifth or sixth guy today. We got a couple more lined up and it's cool to hear what everybody else is doing. Like Bike RX over here is, he just has a package for RV park owners where he can pretty much set you up a bike repair business that's going to increase your revenue. I'm like, just random things you don't think are
right,
heard about, just learn.
Yes. Yeah. I'm very taken by this show. I find that the merchants that are here are high caliber, high quality, really top-notch stuff.
Yeah. And that's my impression as well.
Yeah, I'm very impressed.
Do you do a lot of these? It's our first one.
No, I don't do a lot of them. I prefer being interviewed on podcasts.
Yeah.
I prefer, because then you have something to broadcast here. You know, what am I going to touch? 100 people in 3 days?
Right.
And on a podcast, I can touch several thousand.
Yeah.
And, or, you know, or an interview like I'm doing right now.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to reach a few thousand, but we're going to try.
Well, you got to be interviewed first to have the first one.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. That's what we're trying to do, is pave the way and keep this thing going. So we're just doing a little short interviews here at the show. I appreciate your time and sharing your industry knowledge with me. And we're going to exchange contact info.
Well, I thank you very much for the interview. Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir.